USDA says the 30 million new base acres authorized under the legislation won't be handed out on a first-come, first-served basis at local Farm Service Agency offices. Instead, officials are expecting to use a more structured process to ensure fair and consistent allocation across producers.
It's not going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. We're going to equally distribute those across the country.
That's USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce.
So, no need to worry. No need to think, gosh, I'm going to have to be the first one in the office to stake my claim on those base acres. It will be an organized effort to literally scatter those base acres out across the country.
At the same time, the bill delivers meaningful financial relief. The payment limit for individual members of a corporate farm entity is increasing from $125,000 to $155,000, and that figure will be indexed for inflation moving forward. In addition, new tax breaks included in the sweeping measure are designed to ease pressure on farm balance sheets during a high-cost production year.
We're going to waive that June 1st rule and give folks an opportunity to properly align their business entities so that they can take advantage for the 2026 crop year.
Altogether, the changes aim to provide more certainty and flexibility for producers as they head deeper into the growing season, while USDA works to finalize implementation details in the weeks ahead. I'm Greg Allen.